Previously on the Jay and Dan podcast.
There's a car wash here in LA, and it's called the Handy J.
You get a hand job, a car wash, and some grilled burgers.
And here's the pepperoni.
Delicious.
I threw ultimate shade to Leo DiCaprio. He was sitting front row with Kevin Conley in front of Leo. I said, Kevin, great to see you again. Last time I saw you was at the All-Star game, whenever. And then right in front of Leo, and I just walked back.
Wow, you really stuck it to Leo. How will he ever recover from that?
That's right.
Get up! Get up! I want to leave.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
Hey!
It's the full-length Jay and Dan podcast, episode 104. Hopefully you've been tuning in for the Fox Sports Live daily podcast. Every single day we release that. The TV show in audio form. And is it still popular?
Yes. Well, here's the thing, Dan. We didn't realize this because nobody tells us anything. The television show is gangbusters huge. Doing boffo ratings, and that can only be spilling over to the podcast as well.
Well, we appreciate it, and it must be going well because we got a sponsor.
We got a sponsor for this podcast. This is very exciting.
All right.
Show is brought to you by Casper. Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It is just the right sink, just the right bounce. It uses two technologies, latex foam and memory foam, that come together for better nights and brighter days. There's a risk-free trial and return policy. Try sleeping on Casper for 100 days with free delivery and painless returns. It's all made in America. It's only $500 for a twin-size mattress, $950 for a king-size?
What? That's an amazing deal.
Compare that to the industry average. It's an outstanding price. Get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/JD and using JD terms and conditions apply.
So JD, of course, would be Jay and Dan.
Yeah. So Casper.com. Welcome aboard. It's about time you got to bed.
Yeah. Is that the slogan?
No, I just made it up.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
That's really good.
They measure in sink and bounce. Those are the two things. That's perfect.
Sink and bounce.
I need
sounds
some
like
more
one
sink.
Of the, that sounds like one of the bounce. Songs on your phone.
Sink and Bounce by DJ Crew.
And Lil Wayne. Featuring Lil Wayne, Drake, and Young Jeezy.
Lil Wayne and Drake are featured on a lot of songs.
Hey, they've got some time on their hands. Who's calling me from White Plains, New York? I don't know.
White Plains, that sounds like a telemarketer.
Yeah, probably.
I get a lot of calls from Florida.
Oh, yeah? Prostitutes?
No, it's just, you've won a trip.
And? Do you go?
No. Every time I go. I want another trip. Great.
We had a pretty awesome weekend. We were on Sunday. We spent Sunday together in Fontana, California.
Beautiful Fontana.
At the Auto Club Raceway for the Auto Club 400, the NASCAR Sprint Cup race.
Your first NASCAR experience.
It was my first NASCAR race. I had so much fun. Brought my wife and daughter, my baby daughter. She was out there. She was in one of the pit crews. She was in AJ Allmendinger's pit crew, crawling around on the ground. They're rolling tires,
picking
over
up lug nuts, choking on them.
Yeah, she everything she sees, she puts in her mouth. So she, you know, lug nuts. She was trying to bite into the tires.
Hey, it's the lug nut, baby.
Oh, luggy. It was amazing. As loud as you described it, you undersold the loudness of the cars.
Yeah.
Like that very first, you know, actual when the green flag goes, not when they're kind of just warming up, when they actually get going. There's nothing quite like that.
That's why whenever we have a driver on, I ask them, like Jeff Gordon, we just had on the show last week, like, do you miss it when the cars fire up? And he's like, he misses it all.
How can you not?
That's a cool feeling.
Yeah.
I've never experienced it.
And he goes from racing full-time. Yeah.
I can only
You would know, but he goes from racing full-time to in the booth. So it's not like he just takes a step back and doesn't know what he's missing. He's literally on top of the action every week. So in some ways it's good because he kind of feels a part of it, but also must kind of be bad as well.
But as you said, it was a great experience. We got the drivers are so nice. So we got
They're
to
so
go
friendly.
We got to go to the drivers meeting. They introduce you and you just wave. It's
yeah
very
so but you have to explain that more like
okay.
like the drivers, meaning like they're, that was amazing in itself. Like they're literally explaining the rules of the track and that race to these drivers. I'm just thinking, wow, like this is so funny. Like they must just be tuning this all out. But then they have celebrities, quote unquote, that they've invited, and they introduce the celebrities to the drivers. So, I mean, let's just go through the list. It started, well, John Lynch, Fox's John Lynch, NFL Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ.
He was in the pace car.
He was in the pace car. And then McSteamy, Eric Dane.
Yep. He's in the last ship now.
He's on a show called The Last Ship. How did we know? Because he showed up wearing a hat that said The Last Ship. Eric, we get it. You're on The Last Ship. And then wearing a leather jacket and black jeans.
And it was 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, and nothing but sun.
Yeah, just steaming hot. Dane was like, no, I won't wear my jacket. His wife was probably like, why don't you just wear a t-shirt and shorts and wear my jacket?
Maybe he just likes...
I want to wear my jacket.
Maybe he got the McSteamy nickname because he just likes to be steamy.
Just sweating all the time.
No, here comes McSteamy.
Yeah, they're like, oh, is he like handsome guy? No, he's just fucking sweats like a Patrick Ewing in the 94 NBA Finals going against Hakeem. But yeah, it was great. So it was, yeah, Lynch and then Dane. And then it was the American Idol five finalists. Couldn't have been nicer. Nice young kids. Yeah. All their careers will go nowhere. but nice kids. Great voices. They sang God Bless America. And then they introduced Channing Tatum was there.
He was.
Big movie star. He looked puffy and hungover.
The guy didn't even know he was there. He's like, well, he's not here, but Channing Tatum. Tatum stands up. He's like, I'm here.
Literally two seats down.
Hey, who's that good-looking guy?
Right here, right now. No, he just looked like the second that meeting was done, he was going to be in a limo back in wherever he lives.
The workaholics, two of them were there. Durs was not there, but we had Adam Devine, and we had Blake Anderson.
You got a picture with Blake Anderson.
Blake. I wanted to get one with Adam, too, but he took off. I don't know.
You guys look a lot alike, too.
I know. That's why I wanted to get that picture.
Yeah, that would have been cool. And then Nick Lachey, who I just think shows up at every sporting event he's invited to.
As he should.
He's like Matt Leinart's best buddy. Yep. So we'll have to get Nick on the pod sometime because Leinart's such a good guy. And then who else? Oh, Taylor Lautner we met.
Taylor Lautner. And then there was a Vine superstar.
But wait, we have to go back to Lautner. So he was the wolf boy from the Twilight movies, is that right?
He wasn't called Wolf Boy.
He was just Wolf Boy, right?
Yeah.
That was his name?
Wolf Boy? I don't know his name.
What was his name? But he was the guy who turned into a wolf, right?
It was Team Edward, and what's the other one? Jacob?
Twilight Saga?
Jacob. So he was Jacob. So Jacob, he was a wee little guy.
Yeah.
And real nice, though, real friendly. And then, like you said, they got into this Vine star.
Logan Paul.
Right.
Logan Paul
was this guy, Pat? Who is this guy?
You pretty much summed the whole thing up.
He's a Vine star.
Yep.
I don't know
if someone was recording him because he got introduced. He did like a big gag stuff and like did the steely glare and ripped off his sunglasses.
Yeah, he hammed it up. Like everyone else just did the awkward wave. And I got to give him credit. He hammed it up. But when I got back to the suite because I brought my dad and my brother-in-law and my niece and nephews, my niece was like, I said, oh, some Vine star was sitting next to her. She's like, who? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, if I show you a picture, well, you know, so she shows me a picture of Logan Paul. I'm like, yeah, it was that guy. She freaked out. She went bananas.
9 million followers on Vine and 3 billion loops.
That's insane.
Wow.
Wow.
Does he make money off of this?
Oh, yeah.
Does Casper Mattresses sponsor him?
Yeah, does he have Casper?
He does not have Casper.
Hey, he doesn't have the right bounce and firmness or whatever the that is.
Yeah, no bounce.
Sink and the right bounce.
No sinking and bouncing. But what was your slogan? It was better. Time to get to sleep.
Yeah, it's time you got to sleep.
I like it. I think it's good.
You're welcome, Casper.
So anyway, it was a great time. We had a lot of fun.
Jason Gore, golfer, was there.
Yeah, that's right. Sent a couple seats down from us.
And so getting back to the drivers, so they all sit behind us and like, meeting ends. We turn around. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s right there. He's like, hey, guys, what's up? Jimmy Johnson and They're all just really nice. Anyone that's been on the podcast, they...
Well, Jimmy had seen Danica and Jeff Gordon on our TV show last week and was like, well, when do I get to come on the show? Like, anytime, Jimmy. You just stop by.
And then Kozlowski always stops and chats. Yeah. Nice guy.
He's kind of a smart ass, and I love it. But it's been a... Dan, would you say it's been a bit of a mixed week in terms of... Emotionally, it's been a roller coaster.
Yeah, we have a big announcement for the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, this, actually.
This, yeah, actual this big actually.
This aside from Casper, Casper is much bigger.
Somewhat ironically, the guy who used to have all the big announcements that didn't turn into big announcements...
He is dead.
He is gone. Unfortunately, Mike has been let go by Fox.
Oh, I thought he died.
He's just been let go.
I was told there was a workplace accident.
Well, that's kind of what we... told you initially because we knew you would take it very hard. So we thought if we told you he was dead, that it would be better because you'd just know that he was resting in peace.
Yeah, so there was a lot of layoffs, and Mike sadly got caught up in that. I had a chance to have a beer with him on Saturday. He seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, we're actually going to give him a call here. But just want to say very quickly, we appreciate everything that Mike did for us here on the pod. I know, Jim, you probably worked with him the closest
he's
on the
a great
pod.
Great guy.
And we always bust his balls, but we do it because we like him.
Yeah, he was everyone liked him. Sexy yeah. Mike, he was... maybe if we ever do get to do that Canadian podcast tour we always say we're going to do, maybe we could bring Mike along.
Yeah, he can hold our bags.
Yeah.
He is Canadian after
hey.
All.
Yeah, he doesn't even need
Hey, Mike, go pick up our luggage. Okay.
That'd be okay. I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Ha ha, very funny.
Yeah, he is Canadian. So just when maybe that's why. Maybe his visa... His work visa is not right. It didn't check out, and that's why he got let go.
There's a few things not right about Mike. A few things. That might be one of them.
That's an understatement.
On a long list.
So that's why we're kind of changing it up, I think, a little in the beginning of the podcast.
And if you're watching the video portion, it's down to one camera. Ben's working the camera. So
yeah.
We had to limit it. The camera got laid off, too. The other one.
That's right. So, but hey, we're on Facebook Live. By the way, if you're just listening to the podcast, you want to follow along, we're doing this podcast live now on Facebook Live.
On the Jay and Dan page.
On the Jay and Dan page. And I think it's pretty cool. Ben, do we have any questions on the Jay and Dan page?
You can
Facebook
actually,
Live?
If you pull it can up I? On your phone.
Can
you
I go to the, look at it?
Yeah, if you go to the Jay and Dan page, people will be able to see, they're watching, and you'll be able to see comments live.
This
on
is amazing.
Ooh, they like to watch.
I think this week will be good for as much as Mike always caught flack. People will realize the differences in how much he was doing week over week. And
what was he doing exactly?
I would agree with that.
everything that didn't happen this week.
Mike, we love you, man.
Yeah.
We love you.
Hopefully.
Oh, here we are. We're right here. This is so freaky. I'm watching myself.
I should really get the Facebook on the old phone here. I'm going to get the iPhone's coming out with a smaller phone. I'm getting that one.
Yeah, it's the same as that. You can pull it up on your computer.
On Facebook.
Someone just said, "All right. Can you speak to me?"
Neither am I, Dan.
Hello. I'm speaking to you right now.
Good. Yeah. Team no Facebook.
Just go to facebook.com/Jay and Dan.
This is so cool.
It's just
this.
Your, of course, all you have is your public page, which you will post to.
Okay. You can help me out with that, right?
I'm trying to look for my comments.
What's
here.
Your favorite Mike story?
Oh, okay.
Well, mine has to be a couple weeks ago when he had the major announcement.
It is kind of hard to top him literally a week ahead of time saying major announcement on the pod and us thinking that we had finally gotten our permanent huge sponsor.
Yeah.
You know, like we thought like Apple. What Tim Cook had been listening, and Apple was like, "I want to sign those guys,"
and like sent us
deal.
Email saying, "Like, oh, you guys just wait,
yeah,
it's big,
yeah." And as it turned out, it was that Mike's sister had gone on Ancestry.com.
And my other favorite one is in the lead up to episode 99, Mike saying, "Hey guys, Gretzky, episode 99." We're like, "You got him?" He's like, "Working on it."
No, and again, that was more my fault. And also, no, my favorite was when, and I know he's listening now, so he'll really appreciate this, was when we invited the Sheepdogs to be on the show, and Ewan and his brother were like, yeah, I'll come down to the studio, and we're like, wow, studio, great, that'll be great to have you guys here. And then I halfway through the podcast, I said, where are they? And he said, oh, but they've been waiting in the lobby for half an hour.
There's two chairs down there.
I'm gonna miss this guy.
It's a nice lobby.
Yeah, it's actually a very nice lobby. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Botticello.
Mike?
Yeah, dead man walking.
Where are you, buddy? Are you just alone in your studio apartment, naked?
I'm at a bus station right now. I figure I'm going to go travel a bit. You know, walk the earth.
I like that idea. I honestly, yeah. when we were texting, I said that I think you should just go travel for like months and months at a time right now.
Years? Why stop?
No, but seriously, like... You're young. You have your whole life ahead of you. You're famous. Get around the world and exploit
that Canadian passport taken care of.
Or you're set.
I should go see my ancestors. You know, rediscover my roots.
Yeah, well, actually, that's a better
Mike
idea.
Mike just crosses the border. I'm here.
Yeah, they'll all just come. Yeah,
everyone will come looking. Well, actually, Mike, why don't we do a show for FS1? We're trying to come up with all this programming. It's Mike Goes Home. It's just you traveling across Canada, getting to know your home and native land. What do you think of that?
Yeah, like a dipshit Anthony Bourdain, north of the border.
Or maybe we just call it dipshit Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. I think it's a hit. Prime time, right after Katie Nolan's Garbage Time.
Now, that would only be once a week. We want you on five
That's
times
all I need.
A week. Oh, okay.
So, Mike, what have you been doing all week?
You know, I don't know. I just... Actually, I haven't put pants on yet today, but catching up on some flicks and reading a bit. As you guys know, I'm pretty good at that.
Red Tube does not count as catching up on flicks.
Yeah, it's just nonstop porn on that computer.
It doesn't take me long.
Oh, it doesn't take you long. You're quick.
No, yeah. Quick. But I reload, you know, so it's right back to it.
Oh, God.
How's it going there, guys, without me?
Too much info.
The first pod of the new era.
We're barely getting by here. Yeah. I mean...
We've got ice cold yerba mate. Ice cold.
The rundown makes sense.
So, yeah, we're really missing you, Mike.
Oh, so you've read the rundown.
That's a touché,
well
Mike.
Played.
Touché,
well played.
Mike. We miss having you here, buddy, and now we're down to one camera. I mean, what the hell?
Well, you're not going to see those glorious engineer gym intros anymore.
No, I guess we're not.
It's all right. Well, even better case for the audio version.
Absolutely.
And subscribe now.
Will you still listen, Mike? Will you still listen?
Oh, hell no.
Thanks a lot.
Sure. No, I'm. Hey, remember, every week, Mike is listening.
You're welcome back anytime as long as you're allowed past security.
No, that's tough to get in to get by, as we found out with the sheepdogs.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
That's
and
right.
For the record, I remember you wanted to get them an Uber, and I went above and beyond the call and got them a private car. And someone, I will never name who, was supposed to meet them in the lobby, and they got pulled away and didn't tell me about it, so... That's okay. That's all in the past, guys.
Just passing the buck.
Why didn't you throw him under the bus? What are you afraid you're going to get let go? It's happened.
That's not in my character.
Mike, quickly, your favorite podcast moment that you were involved in.
Oh, it has to be the Christmas episode when we dressed up.
Oh, and we all got pretty shittered.
We got hammered.
That was a lot of fun.
It was like a 2.5 hour podcast.
Yeah,
and
that
I think
was
it's
awesome.
I think it was just all like 10 people talking at once.
It was. It was yelling. Pure chaos. And that was where Carissa dressed as Santa.
Yeah,
Mrs. Santa. Yeah.
You should have seen.
And Jim crossed several lines there, but it was all for good.
Probably
made it way better.
The lead up to that was one of you should have seen Mike and I like renting that costume for Carissa together. Like, no, it's for somebody else.
Yeah. And then Mike
in
took
that
it home.
And Mike, you still have never returned that costume?
Mike, you're wearing that costume right now.
I don't know. That disappeared somehow.
Yeah. You're wearing that costume as we speak. As you should. As you should. Yeah.
Well, Mike, we miss you, bud. And again, you're welcome here anytime.
All right, guys. Love you both. Love everybody there. I'm going to miss you, too.
We miss you, Mike. Take care,
buddy. We'll get together sometime soon, right?
Yeah, sure. Right,
it's
sure,
only
Mike.
A matter of time. Dan's downward.
You got bad cell service.
You're breaking
there, Mike.
Up, Mike.
Can't hear you.
Things
Bye, Mike.
Are breaking
can't
up.
Hear you.
You're breaking
okay.
up.
Yeah. You can miss you every day.
Okay. Love you, buddy. Have fun on Pornhub.
And we want everyone to reach out to Mike and tell him how much you miss him. At Mickelhouse, M-I-C-K. EL and then house at Mickelhouse
on Twitter and on Instagram.
On Twitter and Instagram, it's a wild ride into Mike's brain. those two social media devices.
Here's Shane O'Neill has a comment on Facebook Live. Dan, in a recent podcast, you mentioned that pedestrians using crosswalks seem to take their time crossing the road.
Yeah.
They do. The reason they do is to remain visible and predictable to motorists. It's a common street safety practice. Do you want people walking on sidewalks to be hit by cars? What do you have to say for yourself? Live the pod, boy. And great job on the new FSL. I think that's supposed to be Love the Pod Boy.
No, I just said they go into a different speed on the crosswalk. People aren't sprinting on sidewalks, but when they get to the crosswalk, they lower it into first instead of keeping it in third gear.
Sean Mitchell says, I want to feed on-right fruit on a nude beach. Count me in.
Specific.
That sounds
That is very
weird.
Specific.
And then Trevor Bathorl says, I'll pay Mike to come read words to me.
Whoa.
Wow.
Mike's bedtime stories with him sitting beside your bed reading them.
We had
How would you like that? Hey, you ready for bed?
We can send him this at least one last time we should play this where
it's time to read with Mike.
God. You can do it, Mike.
Seriously? You're going to let him read?
Do you think he graduated high school?
Oh, Mike. All in.
Dan, someone wants to know when you're coming out with a book.
Never.
Oh, well, someone had a great idea for a book for you. Remember the
Mike,
picture?
Mike is my ghostwriter. And here it is. It'll just be this. That's the first page, and then me write book. Hey, you could take up like 500 pages and just do like one paragraph if you do it that way.
Sounds good. No, it'd be like, what was the suggestion? Celebrity Instagram photos?
Oh, yeah.
That was the suggestion. Dan's celebrity Instagram photo book, like a coffee table book. Grainy photos of you shittered. Next to B-list celebs.
Bro, I would buy it.
I think a lot of people
sign me up.
We're going to give Taggart a call, too, because we haven't talked
to
this guy.
And our guest, this is pretty cool. We haven't even mentioned who our main guest is today.
Yeah, it is John Paul Morosi, Fox Baseball Insider, who is currently in Cuba at the Rays Cuban national team baseball game that is happening
with
in
the
Cuba
president
right now.
In attendance.
The president is there. First president to visit Cuba since Calvin Coolidge, 88 years ago or something?
Why don't we insert that right now, our interview with J.P. Morosi.
First off, J.P., your first impressions of Cuba.
Well, first of all, honored to be part of this first ever broadcast from Cuba on FS1. And I have to say this. For me, the history was right there in front of me. I was very lucky. I sat about 100 feet behind where President Obama was there next to Raul Castro. And I have to say, as President Obama walked into that stadium, I noticed Antonio Castro, who's a Cuban baseball executive, also a physician, and the son of Fidel Castro was there with his family, okay? So you have the son of Fidel Castro holding up his camera phone, his cell phone, to take video footage of the U.S. president walking in and taking his seat in the front row of that stadium. Just think about that for a moment, how historic that was. And, of course, you then have the two presidents sitting side by side talking baseball, we assume, through an interpreter at different times of the game. So, guys, I have to tell you, I had very high expectations for what the scene would be like today, and certainly the actual reality even exceeded that.
Have you had a chance to speak to some of the locals and hang out? And the actual event that took place today, the game today between the Rays and the national team, just talk a little bit about the atmosphere that was there, aside from the president, JP. Just talk about the atmosphere at the stadium today.
Sure, guys. Yeah, well, first of all, there were about 55,000 fans there today, and they showed up more than 2 hours early, which is remarkable in and of itself, because obviously they knew the security would be tight. But that just speaks to, I think, the enthusiasm and the passion for the game here. I think that it's something that's very hard to replicate in Canada, in the U.S., anywhere really around the world. The passion they have for this game here, even certainly with all the economic barriers that exist in this country, their knowledge of the game, their passion for it, and even late in the game, guys, they were down 4-0. A home run in the ninth inning made it 4-1. By that point in time, in any American stadium, the place would have been empty and quiet. The place was raucous. You thought that they were certainly going to come back. So I think, guys, I would just tell you, the passion and the genuine nature of these people is very real. And the kindness and warmth they've shown, I think, to really most Americans that have been here, certainly they've been very excited to have the president here. But I will just tell you, the dignity they have in the face of some incredible economic hardships, just that generosity they're showing has been really profound this week.
You mentioned some great moments, but aside from those, maybe some other moments that you've had in Cuba that are going to stand out in your mind.
Yeah, guys, well, I would tell you this. Just down the street from here, and we're in front of the Capitolio, their version of the Capitol building, is Esquina Caliente, the hot corner, literally translated, which is where basically, get this, guys, Cubans are there sort of on government sanction and regulation to argue about baseball. Yes, it is sort of their job, their task, to argue about baseball there in that square, the Central Park of Havana, just behind me. And I went there yesterday armed with a great suggestion. Two baseball magazines from America that I basically gave to the people there as just a sign of goodwill. And that welcomed me right into this conversation that we had there, which, you know, my Spanish is okay, not very good. I was fortunate to have a friend of mine, Jesse Sanchez, helping me translate. But really, to be right in the middle of this discussion, if you can imagine me, guys, you know how animated I can get talking about baseball. Yeah. I was by far the least animated individual in that discussion. I can assure you of that. And so their opinions, their knowledge of the American game, they're asking me what team I rooted for as a boy, who the best pitchers are in the U.S. And at one point in time, I tried to say in my broken Spanish that, well, if all the Cuban-born players could play for the Cuban national teams, you know, such as Puig, Cespedes, Abreu, I was talking about the pitching staff. I said, hey, they could probably have a starting rotation as good as anybody else's in the world. I was trying to both be nice and also sort of get out a statement that I actually knew how to say, but they all looked back at me blankly and said, no, that's not true. Like, your rotation would be better. And I thought, yeah, Kershaw, Greinke, you're probably right. So again, there's a realism here to these people, guys, where they're not just going to sit there and take my compliment. They'll say, no, American, you're wrong about that. And I said, yes, you're right. So it was really a kind of a fun cultural exchange, guys, and one that I'll remember forever.
Finally, we have to ask, because we love the nightlife. We know you do, too. What's the nightlife been like in Cuba? Because it looks like you're about to head out on the town, my friend.
I may a little bit later on today, but I have to say this. Last night, I give a lot of credit. There was a gathering organized by Major League Baseball, and I will tell you, the headline act was Jimmy Buffett. Now, Jimmy Buffett played there. A lot of his great standards, Margaritaville, Cheeseburger in Paradise. And at one point in time, guys, I have to tell you this. He was playing the song Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes. And I looked behind me by about 10 feet, and there was Secretary of State John Kerry. About 30 feet behind him was Derek Jeter. So I'm going to tell you this. Jimmy Buffett playing at a concert at which John Kerry and Derek Jeter were listening in. This has never happened before, I'm quite sure, and probably never will again, at least in this country. And again, just speaks to how unique this whole week has been. And my cigar count, I will tell you, gentlemen, is just one. Solo uno. I'll bring back one, but not a más. Not a más than that.
Yeah, I guess we won't ask you to bring back cigars then.
Yeah, we were hoping for more, frankly.
So many once-in-a-lifetime moments, JP. We really appreciate you taking the time. I know you've got a busy schedule, so this has been great.
John Paul, thank you for being on the podcast live with us. Wow, that was great.
Do you think
it was
seamless?
I think it was completely seamless.
You know what we did, though, that was great? When we were testing the mics and everything with JP, we let all that go onto the podcast, hopefully. That's what we did.
Okay.
No, just so it's a longer form, so it's not like just condensed into the TV, because we have a little chat always with our guests and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully you can put it all on.
Yeah, why not? I don't see why not. Throw it all on there.
They already did.
They already threw it all on there.
We're good.
That was awkward.
Threw it all on there. The J.P. Morosi story.
Sarah Pauley is our Wall of Fame inductee this week. Here's an interesting story about her. What was that movie, Almost Famous?
Yep.
Essentially the story of Cameron Crowe when he was a Rolling Stone writer. And it was a great movie. So Kate Hudson was the groupie, right, in that movie? And that was like how she became a star. That part was initially offered to Sarah Pauley. She turned it down.
Why?
She turned it down. I don't know. down. She didn't want to do it.
Where's Sarah Pauly from?
I think Toronto. Was she on like Road to Avonlea or one of those shows? You know, like one of those Anne of Green Gables spinoffs?
She's from Toronto.
She is from Toronto. And she still lives there. Like, she famously does not want to come to Hollywood and live here. She can work here. She can work there. She directs movies. Very talented, Sarah Pauly. And beautiful breasts. Like, just gorgeous. Yeah, big, full. No one talks about this. And they probably shouldn't. And yeah. I probably shouldn't. But she really has great boobs.
Breasts.
She really has terrific, terrific boobs.
The answer is breasts, by the way.
Hey! No, never mind. She's 37. Yeah, Toronto.
There you go.
Two daughters.
There you go. Kind of like you do.
Yeah, Road to Avonlea.
Yeah.
She's also starred in many feature films, including Exotica, The Sweet Hereafter, Go.
Yeah, she was in Go. Remember
The Weight of Water, My Life Without Me, The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, Dawn of the Dead, Splice, and Mr. Nobody.
Come here, cutie.
A lot of great flicks. I'm just fascinated by this Facebook Live thing. It's so great.
Do we have Taggart on the line?
Yes.
Jeremy Taggart, speaking of Toronto.
Yeah.
How are you, bud?
I'm good. What's going on?
You are going to be on the Sklar Brothers Sklarbro Country podcast this Saturday. Is that right?
Yes, at the Royal Theater, Royal Cinema in Toronto. It's going to be a good time.
Down on College Street.
Those guys are your buds, right?
Yeah, they're great guys.
They said, who should we have? And we immediately said Taggart and Torrance and Jerry D. And look who's making an appearance, Jeremy Taggart.
Yes. Thank you guys for
great guys. They're
introducing
just
me.
Like really down-to-earth guys.
Good salt of the earth. Funny. Good Missouri guys. Good dudes.
That's why they're such Cards fans.
Yeah, huge.
Exactly. Hardcore St. Louis Cardinals fans. Yeah, good guys. That's going to be great. So that'll be live. And then I think I mentioned the Sheepdogs earlier.
Yeah, they'll be there too.
That's right. They're going to be there playing some tunes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that'll be a good
time. And the great Sean Cullen.
Sean
Peterborough's own.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to have a killer time that night.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Sean Cullen just hosted a Canadian awards show, didn't he?
Did he?
You could say that any time of the year.
Right. Taggart.
Line of the podcast. There it is.
That was
good night, everybody.
Line. That's it. We're leaving them wanting more. It's over.
But that's what happens when you're talented at stuff like that. You're a go-to.
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely a go-to. Remember he used to be in the Corky and the Juice Pig?
He was.
Oh, yeah, but they hate each other now, right?
Oh,
yeah.
They do?
Well, that's
no
Dan
way.
Has always said that. We've never asked him about that, but what did you hear that
yes,
from him?
Yes, it was not a good breakup.
Not a good breakup. Not a good split.
I wonder what happened.
The Juice Pigs didn't want to take a back seat to Cullen.
That's right, for sure, right?
They were tired of Cullen hogging the spotlight. Like, in all seriousness, if you have never heard of Corky and the Juice Pigs, or you're just hearing about them now, I highly encourage you to go check out their old stuff, because they had some hilarious stuff.
Yeah, they were one of those bands back in the early BNL days.
Right.
That, were quite big in Toronto.
Kind of a comedy / folk band that just, oh, God, they were funny.
Yeah.
And it's all like, yeah, it's like a lot of comedy. It's very funny.
And funny stuff, as you... I don't know what happened. I guess that's it. When they broke up with the Cullen Meister, that was the end of it?
He moved on, and then remember he
Cullen
did,
moved to award season.
But then remember he had the Sean Cullen show on CBC? Taggart, do you remember that?
I do, but that wasn't on for very long, though.
It was the weirdest show, and this is saying something, coming from Canadian television. That was the weirdest show in the history of Canada. It was.
I don't
like,
remember at all. Was it like a variety show?
It was kind of a variety show / sitcom. And you would have, like, Darcy Tucker show up, and it was just so, so weird. And it was almost like, as you were watching it, you were like, he is just f***ing with the world here, and he's seeing what he could get away with. And apparently what he could get away with was 6 episodes.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't last too long. No.
Darcy Tucker, there's a name I haven't heard in ages.
It was one of those, like, show up at half hour at the set, and like, who we gonna call today?
Yeah, right. And who's playing for the Leafs right now? Darcy? Great. Call.
Where's Ty? Is Ty around?
All of a sudden, he's got Ron McLean playing Ginny in the backyard.
Well, yeah. Speaking of that, then my favorite thing to reminisce about is Gallagher, John Gallagher's talk show.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was on TSN briefly.
That was bizarre. It was shot at Wayne Gretzky's.
Yeah, right. Yeah, where Wayne Gretzky's is now, Tiger, right? They shot it. Or no, where Second City is above Wayne Gretzky's.
Yep, I remember that. That's yeah. right.
And I remember the very first episode, and John, who, I mean, it's no secret, and I'm not saying anything blasphemous.
He liked the party.
He liked his scoops and snaps.
Oh, I didn't know you were going that far.
But I'm not saying he was doing that night, but the very first episode, I remember, because there's so much pressure on the show. It was like, Keith Pelley was running TSN at the time. This is his big thing. He had Gallagher, and it was going to be a late-night talk show sensation. And I swear to God, the first episode... He was like, I always use this Patrick Ewing reference, but Patrick Ewing, 94 NBA Finals sweating, was not even close to the amount of sweat.
Oh, my God.
It was like Robert Hayes in the original Airplane when he's trying to land the plane and the sweat's coming out.
Or like Robin Williams live at the Met kind of sweating.
Like sweat, like it was drenched.
And he probably had a fresh tan because he tanned a lot.
He liked to tan. He had that hair.
That was. We need to bring that show back.
Oh, God, that was great.
And
it was
then
so good.
They had a net there, and a girl just hung out by the net
well,
on set.
It was.
Now it's all coming back.
Yeah. What was her name? Like,
and there was a live studio audience?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They had to get an audience in there every night. And I think, like, wasn't Ty, like, the second guest or something?
It was you
like
were on
they,
it?
No, Ty was like.
Oh, no. Really?
So, Ty told me, like, literally, they'd run out of guests by show two. And so they're like, who's local?
Darcy Tucker.
And at that point, Ty was not the best interview in town.
No, probably not.
Did he ever become the best interview in town?
Well,
probably not.
And then
that was being nice.
And then there was win, lose, or tie. That was Ty's segment he did on TSN that one year.
They burned the tapes of that.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
That's one of the few players that never worked out in the booth, eh?
Yeah, it was one of those things where everyone knew he would probably be bad at it, and he just needed a year to prove it to everyone.
He's still getting there going, though. People love that guy, Ty.
He had a book out this past holiday season. I think it did pretty
well. Tie me up.
No.
Tie me up, tie me down.
That'd be a great name.
He's always, like, booking those, like, weird telecommunication ads and stuff.
Yeah. Really?
And I'm sure he's a regular on the... he's probably a regular on the golf tournament circuit, right?
Oh, for sure. But the commercials with you sick of the big guys beating you up?
It's like... he's like one of the sweat hogs now.
Vinny Barbarino telling you Gable
is hey, I'm Ty Domi. You remember me. I was a tough guy for the Leafs.
Hey, I got a big head and big fist to go with him. Buy this cable.
But you know, it's not big. You're a bill every month with Jimmy's Communications.
Hey, Jimmy knows communications.
Hey, Jimmy Telecommunications. You get a phone.
Hey, I got a bill from one of those other companies. It might as well have came in a rubber.
Oh, God.
Oh, Ty and his commercials.
Ty. Somehow bringing sex into the selling the commercials.
Hey, guys, I know there's a script, but I'm just going to go off script a little bit. I'm good at ad-libbing.
You can bleep it out,
hey. Hey, we got to jailbreak the phone. Who the f*** cares?
That's like that Frank D'Angelo guy. He has that TV show on Friday nights.
Being Frank,
it's like an ad that he buys, but it's like all him, and even the commercials are him. It's like an SCTV skit, but he's always swearing, and they have to bleep him out all the time.
Well, Jim Taddy.
Do they still
sidekick.
Air the commercials where he's playing with the old timers?
Yeah, now it's like he's making his rapini, or
oh
like,
yeah,
it's like a
hey guys,
drink from Arizona iced tea.
Here's Nana's rapini recipe. You want to see it? Here it is.
It's
you throw
quick.
Rapini in the pan, it's done. F*** it.
That's like my show gets big ratings. Number one in Canada. It was Friends.
Yeah, it's the next Gallagher.
Have we ever had him on?
You got D'Angelo? Have him on.
Oh, yeah, we had him on the old TSN pod.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't very good.
He was terrible.
Didn't he say you guys were making fun of me and got all mad?
Yeah. Well, that was sort of the beginning of it, and then I think we kind of smoothed it over, but we never really like went hard at him or anything. We didn't say, like, you're a fraud or anything, which we probably should.
Remember he was going to buy the Penguins for 2 seconds?
Was he?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, with the Steelback Brewery, wasn't he trying to get in there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that Steelback,
you're right.
It went bust, right? The brewery?
Yeah. Everything he's done has gone bust, except for Arizona Iced Tea. Thank God that's still selling.
Yeah, and I don't know how his D'Angelo brand's frozen veggies go, but
they make all their money in fruit juice, I guess, like apple juice.
Oh, that's the family company.
But no, now
dad.
It's he's movies. He's got the movies out, like the Sicilian Vampire.
Sicilian
you gotta
Vibe.
Watch the trailer for that.
It's an award winner at the New York Film Festival.
Yeah. It's at Paolucci's in Paolucci's basement.
It's like...
did they win like a participation award? If you make a movie, you get the award?
Pretty much, yeah.
You made a movie,
The Soho American-Italian Award.
Yeah. Hey, come to the Italian Film Festival. Frank D'Angelo's Sicilian Vampire will be closing out the festival.
It's a movie. I got fangs. I got long fingernails. I'm a vampire, for fuck's sake.
I think we talked about this recently. Maybe we talked about this on our other show. There are 42 original songs by Frank D'Angelo on the soundtrack to Sicilian Vampire.
42.
42.
Jim, that just caught Jim's attention. Just like, what?
Couldn't pare them down.
Being in the studio would look like a Krusty the Clown style. Like, come on, let's bang another one out.
Yeah.
I got 5 minutes.
Guys, go with me here. He's hired all these Italian session musicians. They're like, all right, okay, Frank.
No, but like his movies, he gets like Al Pacino to do his movies. So this is like his band is all like famous session musicians.
That's right. It's like the Wrecking Crew comes in. And they're
Vinnie
all
Caliuta
playing
on drums. Hey, Vinny, you want some Rapini?
Rapini, right on the drums.
Practicing the song.
Hey, Hal Blaine. I'm not going to pay in cash, but you're going to get a f***ing belly full of Rapini.
Engineer Jim. Jim's right there, just sitting there.
It's a beautiful thing over here. That's what I say.
It's f***ing got Rapini. No cake.
Now, Jim, your line would be, enough with a f***ing Rapini.
Yeah, let's start burning some trucks here.
Taggart, it's been fun. We got to run, buddy.
All right, guys. Great to talk, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, buddy.
That's
we'll
Jeremy
you
Taggart.
Soon.
You can see him live with the Sklar Brothers in Toronto this coming Saturday. The date would be
25th?
Yeah. It's 26th.
26th, Royal Theater on College Street. Very quickly, touching our bags before we go. Ben, we have to run, eh?
We got Morosi on set, 4:15.
We already did them, remember? We already put it in the
already done. Already done. So we gotta wrap it up?
Yeah.
We gotta wrap this show up. This has been fun. We didn't get to 6 degrees this week, unfortunately.
We'll do a lot next week.
Yeah.
Sure.
Send in your suggestions next week.
Here, let's do 6 degrees of Engineer Jim, Mike Botticello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love it. Love you, Mike.
He's a good guy. We dedicate this podcast to Mike. He's dead.
Did you read that?
This one's from Adam. Has Mike dropped the bomb or something? Why has the podcast not been updating to my iTunes? Well, I think we know the answer.
It should be drop the ball, right?
Yes.
You don't drop the ball.
Drop the ball. That's okay. Yeah, Mike. Someday.
So, yeah, make sure you send him messages at
Micklehouse.
At Micklehouse.
Yeah, send him a nice note.
And follow us on Twitter at Jay and Dan and Instagram at Jay and Dan as well. Thanks for listening.
And make sure you follow the Fox Sports Live podcast and this podcast. We would really appreciate it. And Pat.
And next week we're going to get back to leave a review and rate the podcast, the Jay and Dan podcast, or the Fox Sports Live podcast
On iTunes.
On iTunes, and Ben and I will go through and find the funniest, best review of the podcast, and you guys will read it.
I love that idea. Yeah. Leave a review.
It has to be good.
It has to be good. That's next week. So put your reviews in now. Rate the podcast. Just do it like Uber. Just give us 5 stars, unless we put a finger up your bum or something.
What about sending nudes to Mike?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Great idea.
Definitely.
Send encouraged. All your nudes to Mike.
Direct message Mike all the nudes you have.
Pics to Mike.
Yeah. Let's try to get those pics to Mike.
The internet is amazing.
Thanks, everyone.
They're going home.
So long, my time here is up.
Elvis has just left the building.
Love you, boys. Have a great one.